Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
Although Christmas officially ended yesterday, you can still soak up the magic until the 12th at Kasein to marvel at their light display that shimmers and glitters in the center of the village. Lots of pinks, purples and turquoise. Someone in Kasein clearly loves the color lilac. Note the shutters of the Hôtel de Ville in daylight. This kind of exuberant display is relatively new to the Gers, where Christmas is generally a more muted affair than in the UK, where the build-up starts in mid-October, and where increasing numbers of households take it upon themselves to fairy light their homes from top to bottom, American style. And if you haven't eaten enough over this Christmas period, the Union Sportive de Pauillac is holding its Christmas dinner on Saturday the 11th. It starts at 7. €20 for grown-ups, and 12 for minors. To book, ring 0614566864. On Sunday at the Centre du Sport in Florence, they're having a New Year's concert, Harmonie de Florentine, at 3, and it's free. And an event that comes to a close next weekend, but you still have time to go, is the 29th Ronde des Crèches. In 1994, Véronique Germain, resident of Jambrède, inspired by an idea spawned in the south of France, brought together 8 villages around Miradoux to build a crèche in each village with a different theme each year. This time, it was Carnivals of the World, and for anyone who loves miniatures, model making, doll's houses, you will love it. It's homespun, homemade, and utterly charming. There's Holland with their bulb fields, Mexico with the Pyramid of Chichen Itza, gastronomic France, pizza making in Italy, and installations in India, Spain, the Arabian Desert, and Peru. And they're all portrayed in the villages of Plieux, Flamarance, Saint-Antoine, Mansonville, Castet-Arouille, and La Chapelle. I urge you to go, but if you can't, then make a note for next year for this unique local endeavour. What is unique in Britain at this time of year is the Christmas pantomime, which originated in Italy from the Commedia dell'arte tradition. But thanks to a 17th century English dancer and choreographer, John Weaver, the concept took off in England in a big way. Based on traditional fairy tales and stories like Jack and the Beanstalk, Peter Pan, Dick Whittington, or Beauty and the Beast, which was by Gabrielle Suzanne Barbeau de Villeneuve, published in 1740 and inspired by a real-life story, or Snow White and Rapunzel, which came from the Brothers Grimm. But the person who influenced them in the 19th century was actually French academician Charles Perrault, who is acknowledged to be the father of the fairy tale genre. His Mother Goose collection included Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Little Thumb, Puss in Boots, Bluebeard, and Little Red Riding Hood. And these tales were put to music and presented on stage. The formula always the same back in the day. Lots of jolly dancing, the leading man, Prince Charming, was always played by a woman, the comedy dame by a man, the jokes were cringe-makingly awful but wonderful at the same time, there was always a fairy godmother, a dastardly villain, a love story at its centre, and little children from the audience are always invited to participate. As for the parents, they can enjoy the double entendre, some of them quite saucy. Over time, as money-making has become the sine qua non of the theatre world, the female leading man has been replaced by someone from the telly, particularly at the moment Strictly Come Dancing, who is not necessarily a brilliant actor. But fame seems to outweigh any other considerations. But this Christmas, not counting small amateur productions, there were 72 pantos running at the same time. How about if we put on a panto in the Gers? I have always hankered after playing the fairy godmother. So in the spirit of panto, let me wave my wand and make all your wishes come true.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais. www.dfm930.com